Allison Caballero, a program director with the UAMS Center for Health Literacy, says doctors and others who work in healthcare are being asked to break the habit of using advanced medical terminology.
To use what we call plain language, some people might refer to it as living room language, with the patients and the community members that they serve. Providers spend many years in formal education programs learning medical terminology that they use freely with one another. But sadly, when they use a lot of those same words with patients and families, the message's intended meaning doesn't come across fully to patients and families because we're not familiar with that language. We didn't participate in that formal education. So we're asking providers this month during Health Literacy Month to pledge to use plain language, to avoid jargon, and focus on those everyday words that all patients and community members can understand.
And what are some examples of jargon that needs to be replaced with plain language?
So there are many words that we could talk about that are good examples of jargon. Some favorites of mine actually are comorbidities. When we think about the word comorbidities, that's not a familiar term to most people in the public, but it's a commonly used term in the public health community and in the healthcare community. And it really is about people's underlying health conditions that might not be the health condition that they're being seen for at the moment, but something big that contributes to their overall health. So a person may present with the flu, but perhaps that person has diabetes as well, and so that diabetes would be considered a comorbidity. A couple of other examples of what we might consider jargon, a word like terminal, when you talk about a terminal illness, and that's simply an illness that a person is not expected to recover from. We hear the word ambulatory used a lot. Go for an ambulatory visit. Head over to the ambulatory clinic. And what that means simply is just walk in or outpatient as opposed to a hospital setting.
Caballero says health literacy is a two-way street. Patients also need to be involved.
You know, when people think about going to the doctor, oftentimes we're just so glad to get the appointment and to get in and get seen for whatever has brought us there that we don't prepare. And if we prepare, we really can improve the quality of the communication that happens between us and our doctors. And the way that we can do that is to really jot down before we go what we want to get out of the visit, what our questions are for providers. And another tip that we give to everyone is to repeat back to their doctor what they think they heard. Often, there's a lot of information thrown at you in a healthcare visit. And so if you can take a moment before you leave to just repeat back to your doctor what you think you heard in your own words. I know that I've been that patient that's left the doctor's office and gotten to my car, and already I've forgotten something that he said, and so I have to call or go back in. So if you can repeat all of that back to your doctor before you leave the visit, you'll leave knowing exactly what you need to do to take care of your health when you leave.
The UAMS Center for Health Literacy is encouraging the use of social media to spread the message about plain language this month. Doctors can take a selfie with a sign with a word or phrase they vow to stop using crossed out and the word they plan to use instead. I'm Ann Kenda for Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Hot Springs Village. Those looking for a place filled with arts, culture, dining, and entertainment can find it at Hot Springs Village, where visitors can golf, boat, hike, and play all day. More information is available at explorethevillage.com. And from Simmons Bank, with more than 90 community-based locations in Arkansas providing banking and lending services. More information is available at simmonsbank.com. Simmons Bank, dreams realized.